Well, I'll tell you, we've had a lot of great Kid Rock's, honorees come through here.
We have.
And, I hate to, put it as it's a competition or anything like that.
Yeah.
But damn, Jeremy Sabbath, our Kid Rock's for May, he conceived and organized a concert called Jamming for Darfur. Is it Darfur? Is that how you pronounce it? Mm-hmm. I want to make sure I get it right.
What got you so crazy about Darfur?
Well, I went to a presentation at my temple, and a Darfurian refugee came and spoke to us about the problem, and he was like, the only way that this problem could be stopped is if people, just like people across, the world, just like one by one started to commit to the cause, and I decided to organize an event that would help raise money for it.
Cool.
So you're 12, 13 years old, mm-hmm. all right? And so you decided to do that. Now you play guitar?
Yeah.
Now you're in a band or anything like that?
Not really.
But you figured, hey, how can we get that? So how did the idea take place? You decided you were going to put together a group, and you called it Jamming for Darfur. And so you went out and got area musicians?
Yeah, I mean, things really started falling into place. The first thing we had some publicity from the Journal News.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly we started getting emails and calls from people all across Westchester County. I mean, we were getting people from Southern Westchester, Northern Westchester, all across, and it was really great. The response was incredible.
So now, so you decide you're going to do this, you get it together, and this is the amazing part. They raised $32,000 in one day.
That's a lot of dough.
Yeah.
$32,000.
What did you guys do the show?
There were lots of bands, lots of groups, lots of individuals also that would have time slots, and they would come up and perform.
Oh, you did it right at your school?
No, it was at the Katona Library.
Okay.
And these...
Pretty loud for a library, right? They're not used to that kind of action. Rock musician?
Well,
and
no,
the librarian
going, shh,
shh.
Yeah, exactly.
Can we at least play acoustic?
So the musicians would get up and they would perform, and the way we raised a lot of money was each of the musicians before the concert would go out and try to collect donations from people in like a walk-a-thon sort of thing where people would sponsor them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would bring in their donations on the day of the concert, and we collected it all.
Oh, cool. You sold tickets too, I imagine, right?
Yes, we sold tickets at the door, and I mean tickets were $10, but like one man come in and donated $500 to enter.
$32,000, and you were the point man for this whole thing.
Mm-hmm,
$32,000, 13 years old. I got to congratulate you.
Home right now, going, I got to get this kid a job.
Exactly.
I'm going to bring this kid into the Pitch for Kids Foundation.
Pitch for Kids. They want it for sales upstairs.
Yeah.
Well, that is awesome. Now, what did you do with the $32,000?
Well, we donated it to an organization called Solar Cookers International, which is an organization that sends solar cookers to refugee camps.
Little camping stoves, kind of?
Solar cookers are they're solar-powered heaters, ovens. Yeah, solar ovens. And one, pot, sort of, one...
crock pot, sort of?
Yeah, and it comes in it comes with two pots, one for liquids.
But the idea is that they don't have the fuel to start fires and stuff like that. They don't have the ability to do that because there's just not many trees and all that. So now they can actually cook food and they'll be able to eat.
Exactly. And they don't have to risk their lives by going into the woods to collect the firewood for heat.
Well, they can stay with the community.
Mm-hmm. And they don't have to leave the relative safety of their refugee camps.
How many solar cookers did you send over?
About 1,300, I think.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
You save lives as a result.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, you literally save lives.
Exactly.
And, that's got to be an incredible feeling to be, because we have the opportunity to be parts of stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That's always a great time.
Mm-hmm.
But to know that, you started it, you came up with this idea, and you followed it all the way through. I mean, your mom and dad have got to be, through the roof. Have you gotten grounded since this happened?
No.
All right, good.
Nah, you know, so far, so
I'm wondering. I'm wondering if you're allowed to use that as a chip, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And Dad. Well, yeah, I may have been a jerk today, but remember Darfur.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. You know,
yeah,
okay, all right, Jeremy, you're right. 32,000. You go ahead, you crashed the car.
Yeah, I might have gotten a 79 on that test, but does the number 32,000 ring a bell? Does that buy me any leeway with you? Bruce and Karen are the parents. You must be real proud, huh? Gotta be. What's your little brother's name, Jeremy?
Mike.
Mike. Little Mike. How old is
Mike? Hey, Mike, man. Did you enjoy the concert?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's a drummer, and he played in the concert, too.
Oh, cool, awesome. Man.
So you guys got a little Hanson thing going on.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. I apologize.
What insulting thing to say.
I know. My bad.
Sabbath is way better than Hanson.
Definitely.
Now, Jeremy, congratulations, and we want to thank you.
Thank you very much.
Kid of Rocks.
Yeah.
And I want to thank Mary Duncan, your neighbor, for nominating you, which is pretty impressive, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, whoever the anonymous donor out there, too, who matched every dollar that you guys raised, good for you.
Wow.
That's a good person
impressive.
Right there.
Mm-hmm.
And all the people who made it happen. But I'll tell you, you know, those people were able to do that because you started the ball rolling.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yep.
Well done. I got serious. I mean, I'm impressed by every one of these kids who comes through here, but that blows me away. That really does. Congratulations,
yeah,
Jeremy.
Nice. Thank you very
you
much.
You certainly are a kid who rocks, my friend.
Thanks.
All right. And thanks again to the parish. You guys are awesome. Great job.
You want to shout out your high school?
Middle school, but yeah, I would. Shout out to John Jay Middle School, Mike Jones, Alex Day, Jacob Lutt, and Sophie Barson. Thanks to you guys for listening.
I knew he was going to have some shout-outs.
Oh, yeah, gotcha. He's a Westchester boy, baby.
I was preparing.
Cool, man. All right, nice job, buddy. Thanks for coming
in. Cool,
all
right, Jeremy.
All right, Jeremy Sabbath. That is amazing. Mm-hmm. 32 grand.
Yeah.
What are you doing the first weekend in August? We could use some help at Roofathon. Get you out there.
I don't know. Maybe.
He's like, nah, man. Money Man's got no more.
Money Man's got no more. Maceo.